Morning again to everybody. I just want to make one addition. I mentioned in the shir that we don't have an answer on the cake, the fancy cake of a mitzvah cake or a chasna cake, whereby there's writing on it. Not as far as the writing goes, but as far as would that be muksa machmas chasar and kiss, because it's such a precious thing. I have that special bar mitzvah cake with the tefillin set, you know, so maybe it's muksa machmas chasar and kiss because the bar mitzvah Sunday, excuse me, I don't want anybody touching moving it. Right, obviously, so that might be muksa machmas chasar and kiss. So we weren't sure, but I just want to mention it was brought to my Rabbi Kahan actually mentioned to me that Rav Hirschfeld, Shlitev, did say that Lamaisi, he felt it would not be muksa, because of the fact that the bottom line is the Gemara says that food is not muksa, finished. In our case, we spoke about matzah, we said it could be because of the mitzvah. Also, there is a Eshel Avram that says the matzah, okay, it's a separate issue, but it could be only because of the fact that Pesach and it's usher to eat bechlal, so that could be a separate issue. But as far as the fancy cake, Rav Hirschfeld felt that it was not not muksa. I'm not talking about cutting into it, or that's a separate issue of koisev or moichek on writing or erasing on Shabbos. Reference to cutting into the lettering. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about just actually moving it. Let's say it's in your fridge, in the freezer, and I have to move it over to get to something or whatever. I have to take it out. So that will be fine. It would not be muksa machmas chasar and kiss, like Rav Hirschfeld said. That the bottom line is the Gemara does say, and it's brought down later in the Shulchan Aruch. In general, food is not muksa unless there's some out of the realm situation, like the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Eshel Avram brings down with the matzah, but otherwise, in general, we say that food, unless one has a source, but food would not be muksa, any type of food that goes in general for all types of food, unless one knows different for a specific case, specifically brought down by the Achronim. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch Kol Tov.